This is NLA HamsNet, and I'm Terry Moore, K-I-0-R-E. I'm in Colorado, and I would very much like to hear from everybody out there. So if you have anything, please give me your name and either your call sign or your state, or your name, call sign, and state. And we'll go from there. Anybody who wants to talk, just give me your name and your state, or your call sign and your name and your state. Just to speak. Otherwise, I'm going to drone on for hours on a topic that's appropriate for me. Do we have anybody with any business at the moment?
This is KM4J, Bruce in Florida. I've got some information I could pass on when you get back.
Okay, that was Kilo November 4 something, November Juliet.
No,
can you fill in the something?
It's Kilo Mike 4, Whiskey Uniform Juliet.
Boy, did I get that wrong. My apologies. And your name was
Bruce.
What's your name again?
Bruce in Florida.
Bruce. Okay, Bruce, now I know who you are. Okay, I got it right now. Thank you. You have the floor, sir.
Okay. Last week I was on a local repeater, and I'm in Florida, and some guy's talking. He's in Wisconsin. And I found out this thing, Echolink. You probably know about it, but I don't know if the rest of the people do. But you get Echolink. You can put it on your smartphone or your computer or iPad, and you can talk to computers all around the world. This morning I was talking to Australia and Israel and, you know, all over the United States. And it's quite amazing. Back to you.
Thank you. Echolink, and there's another one. I can't remember the name of it. Yes, you can do that. You can go to any place in the world. What it does is it carries packets. It packetizes the speech between two repeaters, and one might be in Florida, and one might be in Australia, like you were talking about. And it uses the Internet for the jump from one repeater to the other. You have to have it registered with Echolink, and there's one other service, and I can't remember what it is. I'm having a brain fart right now. And it does work, and it's a lot of fun. Not as applicable to us all the time unless we have Internet up, and I think what Ham Radio is trying to do is trying to give a way that we can communicate even when the Internet is down. So I don't want to poo-poo it. It's a lot of fun, and you learn a lot, and you can talk to more people. But I question whether it'll have that much value once things turn here. Does that make sense, Bruce?
Yes, but, you know, if you don't have repeaters, these radios, you know, the UHF and the VHF, they're very limited. I mean, you're talking about a couple of miles, so. And, you know, with the repeaters, I can talk all over the west coast of Florida. And with this Echolink, I can talk any place. And, you know, but I know you need electric and you need Internet for this to work. But even for the repeaters to work, you need electric, too. So, you know, without the repeaters, you're limited to a very small area. Back to you.
Good point, Bruce. You're absolutely right. And the other thing that I forgot is that you do have to have a ham license to talk on those repeaters. So, very good. Anything else?
Yeah, that's right. You do. I should have said that, too. But you just said you have to get a license. And you have to. They check your license. You have to send proof of your license in to get the. But once you get on it, it's the same as talking on a local repeater, but you can sign in. A repeater I've been using is up in Georgia, and it's very good. There's a lot of people on there from all around the world. They connect to that. You know, there's a bunch of repeaters connect into that. I don't quite understand fully how it works, but it's quite amazing. And I have it set on my smartphone, so I can take it any place. And it's just like having a radio with you all the time. Back to you.
Now, that's excellent. It's another way to reach out and have a little more reach than you normally do. So I appreciate that, Bruce. Okay. Anybody else that has any business they'd like to do? LA Hamset for Wednesday, the 26th of October, 2016.
This is a check-in, John from Pennsylvania, Alpha Bravo 3 Zulu India.
Now, what was your name, John or Bob?
Yes, John, J-O-H-N.
John, okay. Thank you. Alpha Bravo 3, CX. Do you have any traffic?
I do not.
Okay. Thank you. Anybody else want to check in?
This is Kilo Charlie 3, Hotel Victor Alpha, Pennsylvania, Jan. I have a copy that Terry recorded for me of an Oath Keepers meeting Monday night. Started at 9, same time as our regular Monday night meeting. So she was kind enough to record it for me. That they were talking about EMP protection and the network that they're developing. As soon as I get a chance to run through it, I think I'll post it on the HAM site on the web so everybody can have a look at it. They have not put it out in YouTube form yet. They claim that they will shortly as soon as they get it cleaned up. And they're going to continue with a series of these talks, so maybe in the future we'll have some more that we could add to our liturgy here. Over.
Oh, thank you, Jan. I meant to mention that, and that's a very good short summary. They did say that that is public. It's not one of those controlled meetings. They want everybody to see it. And it came as a webinar, and my understanding is they're going to put the webinar up and that will be a big thing because there are some pictures that he showed, and there's some webnet, and he played a video, and it was all very good. All I got was the audio because I'm running Linux, and it didn't do the webinar right. I should have pulled it up on my Windows partition on one of my laptops. So anyway, it's very good if you get a chance to see the webinar. It's still good even if you listen. The guys that are on there have done a whole lot more than I have. They've been a lot more serious about getting ready than I have. I've bought some extra food, and I try and keep my radios up to date, but they've done a lot more than that. So very worth the effort to listen to it, and very much worth the effort to watch it. Anything else, Jan?
I did post the phonetic alphabet on site on the HAM page. Finally got it shrunk down and stuck in there. So if you need to take it, you can download it from there or copy it and download, copy and paste, whatever you like. Over.
Okay, that's great. And like I say, I had to deliver the entire phonetic alphabet in less than 10 seconds at one time in my shaded past. So it's mm-hmm. not that hard to learn, and it's good to know it. Yes, go ahead.
You know, I'm through.
Okay. Anybody else like to check in?
This is Greg in Florida checking in.
Hi, Greg. Do you have any traffic for us tonight?
No, I did receive my radio, the Bow thing, so I'm happy.
Oh, great. And have you started studying, or do you have a call sign?
No, I'm just buying material and being lazy, I guess.
Hey, I would encourage you to make contact with HAM in your area. I found out that on QRZ, which is QRZ.com, QRZ, Quebec Romeo Zulu.com, that you can change the lookup to hams in the area and put in a zip code, and it'll tell you all the hams that are in your zip code. And that way you can, and then if you click on them, you can go find out what, you know, what their phone number is, or maybe not their number, but their address. And all you got to do is make contact with one of them, and then they'll tell you the biggest clubs that are active in the area, and then just go talk to one of them. It's amazing. They will help a lot, and I know we had a story of somebody last week where they did not help as much, but that's the exception to me and my understanding and not the rule. So I would encourage you, Greg, to make contact with some hams and really get to studying, because it's so much fun when you get that call sign and you know the work that you put in. It really means something. Right, Jan?
It surely does. Yep.
I will definitely get going on it.
Okay, thank you, Greg.
Thanks, Al.
Okay. Anybody else want to check in?
Well, this is Harley from Vermont area. I talked to you earlier on email, Jan.
Right.
My only question was where they're sent out of. Do you know?
Where the units are sent out of?
Yeah.
Illinois or in Indiana, I guess it is.
Okay. Do they put the programming on there, or does it is
right.
it different?
Yeah, they do it there.
All right.
It's done locally. Yeah.
All right. I imagine it's
all of the. Yeah, all of the radios that were ordered with programming that we had orders for went out, I think, last Thursday with a U.S. mail promise of delivery in 2 to 9 days. Over.
Okay, I thought it was with UPS, but that's regular mail
no,
now?
No, no, no. USPS, United States Postal Service.
Postal Service, right. Okay. My other question was, I didn't really catch the information earlier about finding that webinar. It'd be good background maybe for me to watch too.
Yeah, surely. As soon as I get it, I think what I'll do is wait until we get the YouTube so we can have the video up there, and you can just go to the website then under the ham section and click on the video and watch it or download it.
All right, so I'll be looking out for that. And you said you're putting a link to the phonetic alphabet that you guys use in Radio Talk?
It's just posted on the page for the hams.
Okay, on the ham page on NLA.
Right.
All right. And my final one was on this QRZ page, because I need to find myself an Elmer. Where do I punch in the location stuff? I'm looking at it now.
Hey, you want me to take it, Jan?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Up in the upper left-hand corner, there's a place that says you can put in a call sign. You can change that to put in a zip code and find all the hams. And go ahead and try it, and we'll know if it works.
No, I just put in a zip code. Oh, it's saying my password is incorrect, so I got the wrong box here.
Okay. It may be...
Search. Search, then?
I'm sorry?
I think I was in the login screen.
Okay. It would behoove you to hit and put it in log in. You know, make something up for, you know, just as a handle. You do not have to have a call sign to log in QRZ. You can put your email address if you want. That way, you can get on and start looking at all this stuff. They just know who you are. When you get your ham license, you can change over and use your ham license. Does that make sense?
I got you. So there's a drop down I'm seeing here. It says by call sign, by name and address, or other things.
Yeah, go ahead and try and use a zip code and see if that works. I need to get over to it.
Yeah, it doesn't list.
You must be logged in.
Yeah, I'm logged in, but I didn't find the results.
Okay. It looks like I'm going to have to step back and make a registration and get into it first.
Yeah, you might have to do that.
All right, sir.
It's worth it, though.
Out. I'm out.
Doesn't cost a thing. Okay. Well, thank you, Harley. For both of you, that's you can program those radios all you want. It's just they don't want you pushing the transmit key, the push-to-talk key. You can program them. You can listen to whatever repeater you want. And I would encourage you just sit it on your desk and have it going a bunch of the time and kind of listen to how people talk back and forth and see if you can't write down and copy the things that you hear, especially the call signs. And that's a good skill to have, and it's not as easy as it sounds. Okay.
What do you mean?
Anybody
remembering
else?
Call signs?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Remembering call signs is not so easy?
No, copying them and getting them right on the paper. You find out how difficult it is once you start writing.
Sounds like it. Okay. Over.
Okay. Anybody else would like to check in tonight?
This is Roseanne from Kansas. I'm just listening.
That was Ann.
I don't have anything to report.
That was Ann in Kansas?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you.
The trains are going by, so it's pretty noisy here.
Oh, okay.
Okay. I'm out. I'm done. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Anyone else?
I'm a new listener, and I have a question. If you could recommend a good radio for a newcomer that's not too expensive.
Okay, and who am I talking to, and what's your state?
Rick, Southern Illinois.
Well, Rick, you're in luck. They've got on the ham communications page, they have a link, and over on the right, they have a link to the Bofang UV5R. And there's another more powerful one, you can get that. And if you hit the buy now, you can get it. And you can make out and get one of those shipped directly to your house for about $35, $45. That's pretty cheap. I'm here to tell you, most ham radios are much more expensive than that. So do you know where the NLA ham radio page is?
Yeah, I saw that radio that they had on there. I just didn't know if I had to buy a whole bunch of other stuff. You know, usually when you see something low price, it's like, okay, what all the accessories do I have to buy with it to get out really far and listen?
Well, if you want to get a longer antenna that works a little better, if you want to get a cable that programs the radio, if you want to get a speaker mic where you can hold the radio up in the air real high with your arm and talk on it down, hold the microphone down by your face, yes, you do have to spend a little bit more money. But if you want to learn how the radio works, be able to listen to the radio traffic in your area, and begin to learn how to program a radio, it's a really good deal for that. I don't know what your situation is with money, but it's good for that kind of thing and getting used to ham radio. But where you want to spend your money is learning how to get your license. You only have to take a 35-question test. You only have to get 26 of those right. They're all multiple choice. And all the answers are in the back of any particular book that you look at that's for the test, especially the ARRL book. Now, does that answer your question?
Yes, sir. Yes, that's sounds great. Sounds like not too expensive, and it's something that's to get me started.
Yes, you'll see guys with ham shacks that are three or four levels high and wrap around them so you see that they're placed, realize that they've spent a long time being a ham, and they've sunk some money, and they've found some deals, and they've accumulated this stuff over time. And so don't be intimidated by somebody who can talk by bouncing radio waves off the moon or anything else. They're just like you. They just have put a little more money and a little more time into it. And I hope that you get a book. You can get the ARRL, Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima, .com or .org, ARRL.org. You can get a license manual from them. You can go down through the whole thing. And you can get your license and the entire set of test questions in the back of the book. There are other books. That's just the one I like to work with when I teach people. And there are other places on the net. So I encourage you to go up to the same website, ARRL.org, and find a ham group local to you or a ham local to you that maybe you know or maybe you don't. And start working with somebody local because they can answer questions. And they, you know, you can go down to the local cafe and talk for an hour, and they can draw stuff out on a piece of paper for you so it makes sense. Kind of hard to do over the telephone like this. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, you've narrowed my search down. I went online, and my gosh, so much information. It's like, where do you start? So it sounds like, yeah, it'd be a good start to start with that little radio there. Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome, Rick. We appreciate you checking in. It's very nice. Anybody else like to check in?
This is KC3HVA again. Two comments. The one other thing you might get for the little Bofang is the rooftop radio for your car if you want to go mobile. You can have some fun around the neighborhood, go to a high point, get some better ranges and stuff. And the other thing is, I just went to QRZ and clicked on search by name and address, put my zip code in, and I live near just a little bitty town here in Pennsylvania, and I came up with 15 people that are hams, and then I got to looking down through the list, and they must search by more than email, or by more than zip code, because I have a fellow from Haslett, Michigan, another fellow from Portland, Oregon, and Polyup, Washington. So they must use just that series of numbers to scan their whole address. But then I went to the nearest town that's of any size here, and I came up to 151 hams. So there's a lot of hams in the area. And you probably most anywhere you go, you'll find that there's a lot of hams out there. Over.
Oh, thank you, Jan. Very good. Thank you for demonstrating that. If I had a way to do it on the screen, I would. But that's very effective. Thank you. Okay. Anybody else that would like to check in, has any traffic or no traffic in at all, just check in just to know where that you're out there.
Just one more question there on the trying to find the ham part of NLA website. And the closest thing I've come to after search is emergency communications.
Yep. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. You're there.
Scroll
can
down.
We put a button somewhere?
The right ham radio. And you'll also see two videos, one at the top and one at the bottom, and the phonetic alphabet that Jan put up there today.
Yeah, that's great. But my only input was, shouldn't we have a button somewhere? Because I went through all the menus, and I only found it by putting a search in.
Yeah, if you go up to the banner, the blue banner, and go to COS, which stands for Committee of Safety, under that is the communication plan.
Okay, so that's where it's nested. I appreciate it.
Right.
Now,
the whole reason we're doing this is to share knowledge and start thinking about how we're going to communicate when the phones are down and nothing much else works. We can pick up a radio and I can talk to somebody across town. I want you to know that if you're on a high spot with a good antenna, I have talked 20 and 30 miles on one of these radios, simplex, which means I wasn't using a repeater. It can be done, but it kind of needs to be better conditions. You have to work at knowing where the antennas are at and what to do and what people are listening on. So there you go. And please read the plan, kind of get the idea of what we're trying to do. Now, there's another step in the plan, and I kind of talked a little bit about it before, and I'd like to talk about some more, but I'd like anybody else that has any traffic on check-ins.
Is Peter Hudson Valley?
Where is Hudson Valley?
Hudson Valley, New York.
Okay.
But just checking in, enjoying the new information tonight, QRZ, I pulled up, lots of great information there. I'm still, again, new, trying to learn the Bofang myself and programming. It's my programming cable isn't working with my system, so I'm working on getting some other options together, but other than that, I'm enjoying the experience. Over.
Okay, thank you very much, Peter. I could not get my program to work either. And then I started troubleshooting, and I found on the net where they said, it's real hard to push that speaker mic or that cable in there because they built it a little big on one side. And so I tried to push it in a little more, and suddenly my radio was ready to program. I could do anything I want with it. So I would encourage you to check there first. You might have to take a knife and trim a corner, bevel a corner a little bit on that little plug-in that plugs into the battery and the headphone jack.
No, I think more of where I was, although I am going to double check that you're not correct there, but I'm also having a problem with Dista and not being able to connect with any of the programming sites, so
how about Chirp? Have you tried Chirp?
Yeah, it will not download onto my older program, so I have a used Mac MacBook Pro for $250 online, so I can have some newer program to work with. But that's not the way I was hoping to have to solve the problem. But either way, I have to learn Linux from you one day and learn how to convert that over to Linux. But other than that, I think that this has been a great experience. Everybody, I'm also doing VHF with the Marines. I'm a boater. So it's been a great learning process.
Excellent. Cool. Thank you. Anybody else want to check in? Anybody out there want to check in? Name and state or call sign name and state?
Hello?
Yeah, go ahead. Who's this?
David from Newport, Rhode Island, just checking in.
Oh, well, thank you, David. No traffic?
No traffic. I just got my Baofeng. Still learning it myself.
Are you studying for the test?
Yes, I have begun studying for the test. I'm about 10% through it.
Super. That's great. Thank you, David.
Thank you, sir.
Okay, now are there any other check-ins? Including myself, I've got about 9-10 check-ins. Okay, I just wanted to take just a minute. I would like everyone, if they get a chance, to read the National Emergency Communications Plan. It has holes in it. It's a strategic plan, not a tactical plan. And we recognize that it won't exactly apply to everyone, but there's a reason for that. Because ham radio, the different bands and everything, we have not progressed far enough to really get a long-distance HF established yet. We got to get, some of us just don't have the equipment. Some of us just don't have the training. Some of your extra hams on here, AB3ZI, and I'm thinking about you, and maybe Jan in a little bit, because he does have a general. And Bruce, I don't know where you stand. Wonder Ann down in South Carolina, I think we could get something started, but everybody needs to have the equipment. Everybody needs to have the antenna. Everybody needs to be ready. You need to study. So that's the long distance. Now, where you're important, I'll take from the banner. We are not a committee just on the banner somewhere. We are under the convention, the not committee. Oh boy, we're under committees of safety. We are here to support communications with committees of safety. So learn your skills, make yourself available, and this will be one more thing that you can help do with committees of safety. You can help establish that communication when everything else goes down. And that's one of the main ideas. Now, the reason it's not in there, it's in there a little bit, but it's not specific about how to do that, because every single county, every single city will be slightly different on how they want to communicate and what they have. I would encourage you to talk to your committees of safety, or, and if you don't have one, organize one and start thinking about how you're going to communicate if there's nothing else out there. Doesn't happen real often. I feel, and it's just my opinion, it doesn't mean anything, that we're going to get into more of these situations where there are no other communications. And something like ham radio is all we'll have. That leads to a tactical plan. So the National Emergency Communications Plan is there, and it kind of tells you what you can do and what how we should structure things. But deeper than that is a tactical plan applicable to your own locality. We want you to start thinking about how to do that, and I would like to share at another time how we could do that. What Bruce was talking about earlier was using EchoLink. I think that's an excellent idea. If we have the internet and the internet's still up, let's use EchoLink and we can talk to each other clean across the country. But we've got to know what repeater to hook to at the other end, because both the repeater you're calling from and the repeater you're calling to need to be hooked up. And so whoever you're trying to talk to, you kind of got to know what repeater they use. We've got to know a lot of little things like that. That's just one detail to make it work. And you have to have the internet working for Echo. So think about some of these things. Think about tactically how would you operate if you could have ham radios and maybe a repeater or two. Would you be keeping a repeater inside of a trash can for EMP? They kind of talked about how to put an EMP Faraday cage, how to build a Faraday cage so that it would protect your equipment from EMP. Maybe we should be keeping a repeater or a set of radios in there at some point when we're not using them. That way, we've got something that lasts across any kind of EMP. Maybe that's just too far out for some. Maybe it's not. But regardless, you need a tactical plan that's going to work for your committee of safety. Okay. I just wanted to say that. Does anybody have any other traffic they'd like to post? Because we've got to start wrapping up now. Hearing nothing, is there any late check-ins?
Yes, this is Mary, Pennsylvania. Hello, Terry, and good evening, everyone. It's not a late check-in. I just was muted, and I couldn't get it to unmute. So thank you. I've been on the call the whole time. Thanks for the great info.
Okay, do you have any other questions? Nope, she muted herself again. Anybody else? Any other check-ins? Thank you, Mary. Anybody else got any questions? Okay, write down my phone number, 303-438-9777. I am KI0RE, Kilo, India, 0, Romeo Echo. You can look me up on QRZ.com. You can see where I live, and you can find out a lot about me. Anyone who wants can call me at any time. If you have a friend that you've been talking to and you want to get them involved, have them give me a call. I'll try and give them a boost up over the wall that's been stopping them before now. Does anybody else have any other comments?
Yeah, this is Bruce. And as you said, it's hard to write down the call signs. I still don't have yours written down right.
Okay, Kilo India 0, Romeo Echo. Kilo India 0, Romeo Echo.
Okay, I got it.
Okay,
okay, I got it now.
Good. Anybody else?
Yeah, Terry, it's Jan in Kansas. And yeah, I guess that's how I check in. I don't have a call number. But what I wondered is I've been listening, and it sounds like it's complicated. And that's been, you know, something that I wondered about. So what I'm getting at is if it's somebody, I don't have a real deep interest in this. It would be more just for safety. So for somebody that has that attitude, what is the least amount of equipment that we should get if we want to be in touch, but we just don't have that big, deep interest right now?
Well, any radio where you can listen will get you in. And you got to have a radio that will handle the frequencies, especially in the ham bands. So 144 megahertz to 148 megahertz, and that's VHF. And then 420 to 450 megahertz is UHF. Those
is that what the Baofeng is?
I'm sorry?
Is that what those Baofengs that NLA has, are they what you're just describing?
They do exactly those two bands. That's correct.
Okay, and so if I got it home and had NLA program it or whoever programs it, had you guys program it and got it home, could I just turn it on and start listening, or do I need an antenna too?
It comes with a small antenna, and yes, if you got one of those, you could start listening to some of the local. I would have it programmed for you so you don't have to get that deep into it. But you could, if you had it programmed, they're going to put as many local repeaters as they can on there. I don't know how many it is, 10 or 15. And it comes that way, and then you can pick which repeater you're going to listen to. You do have to learn how to turn on and off. The videos that are on that page kind of show you some things about it. Look at it and see if you can understand what they're talking about, and you'll know how to handle it when you get it. And it's a cheap way to get in and at least just listen. And I encourage you to start talking to a ham and actually learn a little bit more, because it sounds bad, but it's only 35 questions. And they're all multiple choice, and they're all in the back of the book.
Well, I probably would later, but I'm overwhelmed here at home right now with just the onslaught that's been against me. And so, but I still want to be involved. I guess I'm just going to have to be involved at the lowest level, you know, with the ham. So I guess going ahead and getting the radio, and then I could just do that and get it programmed and get an antenna and just start listening.
Yeah, it comes with one antenna, and you can get a longer antenna if you like. But it comes with one antenna. You don't have to buy an external antenna yet.
Okay, just get started.
You have a good plan.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay, because I don't really want to give up on it, but it's just like I've got my head, you know, probably some other people do, might as well have their head tied up somewhere else right now, but I don't want to give up on it, so.
Well, good.
Thank you, Terry.
At least that much. That's fantastic, and there's no problem with that.
Okay, thanks, Terry.
Okay, thank you, Jan.
Can I respond to that too as well? This is Dave in Newport again.
Sure.
I'm pretty busy myself. I did get the bowel thing. I had it pre-programmed, and the studying is pretty easy. I go to, I believe it's QRZ.com. I believe it's the website, and they have study guides. And you know, if you find yourself just sitting around in the evening, you know, if you find even 20 minutes here, or even a half hour, you know, downtime, you sit in front of the computer and you can just go through the questions. And, you know, if you get the question wrong, it'll give you the right answer. But I'm finding it to be actually pretty easy. I mean, I have some experience with a lot of the symbolism, you know, like identifying like a resistor and pole switches and things like that. But even if I didn't know these things, the study material is pretty cut and dry. And like you said, it being multiple choice, you know, it's almost, if you spend a little bit of time studying, it's almost impossible to get it wrong.
Okay.
So, you know, it's not as hard as it seems. It's a little intimidating at first, but once you start immersing yourself in it, it becomes easier and easier. So.
Okay, because that's a good word. It seems intimidating because I just don't know anything about electrical or frequencies or anything. I mean, virtually anything about them. And so it's just like, oh, gosh, I don't know if I have brain room right now for it. But, well, that sounds good. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Just coming on the call, some of this is going to rub off on you.
Yeah. That's why I keep getting on, even though I don't know what you're talking about.
You can always say, I don't know what you mean by whatever term I'm using. I am sorry that I have said things and not explained them. Sometimes.
Oh, no. That's all right. No, I don't think you have to stop everything for me.
Okay.
Yeah. No, you do a wonderful job, Terry. Thank you for all your help.
Okay, thank you. All right, anybody else want to talk?
Yeah, this is Bruce again. You know, when they're studying with the questions, don't remember the question is A, B, C, or D, because on the test they move them around. What is A may be C now. So remember the answer. Don't remember the letter. Back to you.
Good point, Bruce. Absolutely right. Okay, anybody else? Well, Jan, I think I'm going to close the net. We're getting pretty close to our time up. This is the NLA Hams Net. We talk about general things concerning the NLA and ham radio here. And I think we've covered some good stuff tonight, and there will be a recording that will be available as soon as Jan puts it up there. You're welcome to go back this is your first one. Go back and listen to all of those. There's some really good information from the beginning to now. And please feel free to give me a call. I gave you my number, and my number's up on the webpage, and I'm available. I'm sorry, there's someone talking? Okay, so I'll go ahead and close the net. Thank you all very much for checking in. I really appreciate it. I got that we had about 11 check-ins. So thank you very much, and thank you for your work in NLA. It is all depending upon you guys. Only the people can save America. Let's institute that. And let's have a talk in the future about tactical plans and some of the considerations and some of the solutions we might get. As you learn more, bring it up one night and we'll talk about it. Thank you very much, and we'll appreciate all of you, and have a great night.